Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at pain neurophysiology education and therapeutic exercise for patients with chronic low back pain, and finally, a story about the connection between the type of first healthcare provider and the duration of financial compensation for occupational back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Igloe. Welcome to HealthBeat, podcast number 615, recorded December 8th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloe, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study was recently published in the journal Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation to assess the effect of a pain neurophysiology education program plus therapeutic exercise for patients with chronic low back pain. Participants were randomized to receive either a therapeutic exercise program consisting of motor control, stretching, and aerobic exercises, or the same therapeutic exercise program in addition to a pain neurophysiology education program conducted in 2 30-to-50-minute sessions in groups of 4 to 6 participants. The primary outcome was pain intensity rated on the numeric pain rating scale, which was completed immediately following treatment and at a 1 month and 3 month follow-up. The study concluded that combining pain neurophysiology education plus therapeutic exercise resulted in significantly better results for participants with chronic low back pain with a large effect size compared to therapeutic exercise alone. Surf to our show notes for links. A study was recently published to compare the duration of financial compensation and the occurrence of a second episode of compensation of workers with occupational back pain who first sought three types of healthcare providers. The authors of this recent study, published in the Journal of Occupational Rehabilitation, analyzed data from a cohort of over 5,000 workers who received compensation from the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board for back pain in the year 2005, compared with the workers who first saw a physician as a reference. Those who first saw a chiropractor experienced shorter first episodes of 100% wage compensation, and the workers who first saw a physiotherapist experienced a longer episode of 100% compensation during the first 149 days of compensation. The odds of having a second episode of financial compensation were higher among the workers who first consulted a physiotherapist rather than a physician. The study concluded that the type of healthcare provider first visited for back pain is a determinant of the duration of financial compensation during the first 5 months. Chiropractic patients experienced the shortest duration of compensation, and physiotherapy patients experienced the longest. These differences raise concerns regarding the use of physiotherapists as gatekeepers for the workers' compensation system. Further investigation is required to understand the between-provider differences. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Integrity is the most valuable and respected quality of leadership. Always keep your word. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloo.